WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A federal judge orders Nexus to pay more than $366 million in restitution and fines. With new abortion restrictions taking place in Florida, Virginia providers are bracing for an influx of people seeking abortions. And for the first time, Virginia will mark Black Maternal Health Week. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, April 3rd. A judge has ordered Nexus, formerly based in Verona, to pay more than $366 million in restitution and fines. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
One of the federal lawsuits against Nexus came to a close on Easter Sunday when U.S. District Judge Elizabeth K. Dillon filed a final judgment order for the company and its leaders, Michael Donovan, Richard Moore, and Evan Ajean, to pay $366.5 million in civil penalties and the, quote, disgorgement of ill-gotten gains, end quote. The plaintiffs, the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and the states of Massachusetts, New York, and Virginia, sued Nexus in 2021 for breaking consumer protection laws by deceiving and threatening tens of thousands of clients in their immigration bond business and making hundreds of millions of dollars in the process. Last May, Judge Dillon entered a default judgment against Nexus, essentially saying they forfeited the case by continually delaying and snubbing court orders. Nexus appealed the case to the U.S. Fourth Circuit. A three-judge panel dismissed the appeal in February. The final judgment order awards $231 million to the CFPB as restitution for affected clients, another $111.1 million to the CFPB in civil penalties, and several million to each of the three state governments for civil penalties. Nexus is also prohibited from requiring clients to wear GPS devices or collecting payments related to GPS monitoring. In another federal lawsuit, Judge Michael F. Urbanski is still deliberating on whether or not to place Nexus in receivership, which would give a forensic accountant legal control of their financial records. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
You can find all of our previous reporting on the civil and criminal cases surrounding Nexus at WMRA.org and on the app. New charging stations for electric vehicles are coming to Harrisonburg, Richmond, Southside, and Southwest Virginia, and other places. The Virginia Mercury reports 18 new EV charging stations will be built along some interstate routes. The Virginia Department of Transportation received around $11 million for the project from the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Federal standards say EV charging stations must be at least 50 miles apart and provide at least 150 kilowatts per charging port. Virginia is expecting an influx of people seeking abortions now that Florida is implementing a six-week ban starting May 1st. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The new six-week ban on abortion in Florida will change the dynamics of abortion across the South. Advocates on both sides agree this means more people will come to Virginia to seek services that are not available in other states. Here's Todd Gackey at the Family Foundation.
You know, as states like North Carolina and West Virginia and Tennessee pass and implement laws regarding abortion, Virginia, because of our relaxed laws, are going to see most likely an increase in abortions.
But can Virginia handle the need? Jamie Lockhart at Planned Parenthood says the scale is important to consider.
Florida is currently serving 90,000 patients a year. And, you know, Virginia is serving, I think, about a third of that. So people are going to have to travel hundreds and hundreds of miles to access care. But there is a limit.
And the discussion is not over yet here in Virginia. The governor is currently considering legislation that would protect abortion providers from being prosecuted or extradited to other states that don't protect abortion rights. He has until early next week to make a decision on those bills. Michael Pope.
Next week, Virginia will mark Virginia's first Black Maternal Health Week. The event comes after a 2023 study showed increased rates of maternal death in Black communities. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
Henrico County Delegate Destiny Levere Bowling was nearly in tears Tuesday morning as she shared her story of giving birth to her stillborn son after only 5 months. It happened last year, mid-campaign season. She called her doctor when issues began, but was told to only drink water and lie down.
And when it came down to me finally, with my water breaking and having to go to the hospital, they told me this could have been prevented. had someone giving you, the right care.
LaVere Bowling's story was made even more impactful in the wake of last week's death of her friend and former Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader, Crystal Anderson, who died of sepsis after giving birth.
Black Maternal Health Week, it's not just the black and white words on a piece of paper. There are real lives at risk, and we know that firsthand.
According to a 2023 study from the Virginia Department of Health, black women consistently had higher rates of natural pregnancy-associated deaths when compared to their white counterparts. And in 2019, the issue spiked, with black women being three times more likely to die during childbirth. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
At a news conference on Tuesday marking the occasion, Senator LaCharisse Aird said she's glad Virginia is finally recognizing the issue.
We've made great progress, and I've been happy to work alongside so many in this room to bring about that change and bring about that progress, but it has not been enough.
Aird urged Governor Glenn Youngkin to sign a handful of bills, including one that would require insurance companies to cover doula services. There is also more than $100,000 in the budget to support further study of the disparity. Youngkin has acted on one bill, an effort requiring racial bias training for doctors, but the governor amended it, limiting those requirements to only those who work in maternity health. The legislature returns for a brief session later this month, in which that amendment and the money for a future study will be decided. Finally today, Senator Tim Kaine says Virginia's congressional delegation is watching reforms aimed at the U.S. Postal Service Distribution Center in Sandston, that's just outside of Richmond. On Tuesday, Kaine said his office began fielding mail delivery complaints last fall.
It's clear that Virginians have been getting very poor service from the Postal Service, particularly in the aftermath of this process reform improvement and the creation of this Richmond Distribution Center. This center was touted as kind of the new wave of the Postal Service. It was going to be more efficient and also lead to better customer service. But in fact, the opposite has been true.
The Inspector General's Office for the USPS released a report on Monday on issues at the Sandston Center. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.